Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Counsell. Batting third. The second baseman, Keith Ginter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lyle Overbay. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Mohler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Victor Santos. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Victor Santos. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Eric Vallant. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe McEwing. Batting third. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kareem Garcia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Phillips. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vance Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Daniel Garcia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the New York Mets, Steve Traxel. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Podsednik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Counsell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Counsell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Ginter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ginter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive towards third. Zeile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eric Vallant is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vallant hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McEwing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mohler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zeile hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Zeile reaches second base with a double. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Counsell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Overbay hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Overbay reaches second base with a double. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Overbay moves to third. One out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Grieve takes first base on ball four. Chad Mohler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mohler strikes out. Two outs. Victor Santos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Daniel Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Garcia moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traxel strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Vallant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vallant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vallant hits a pop-up towards short. Council settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0-for-1 in the game. Podsednik hits a pop-up towards short. McEwing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Counsell is 0-for-1 in the game. Counsell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Counsell moves to second. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ginter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginter hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Council scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Overbay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Overbay is walked intentionally. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Brewers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0-for-1 in the game. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zeile strikes out. 2 outs. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Traxel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chad Mohler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mohler is 0-for-1 in the game. Mohler hits a fly ball into left field. Vallant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Victor Santos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santos is 0-for-1 in the game. Santos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Brewers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jason Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Daniel Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Wilson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traxel is 0 for 1 in the game. Traxel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0 for 2 in the game. Podsednik hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Council is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Council hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Keith Ginter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ginter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eric Vallant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vallant takes first base on ball 4. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 0 for 2 in the game. McEwing bunts towards first. Overbay scoops it up and throws to first, with Ginter covering, for the out. Vallant moves to second. 1 out. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Overbay scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zile for the out. Vallant moves to third. 2 outs. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ginter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Overbay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Overbay strikes out. 1 out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a line drive towards first. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grieve is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brooks Kieschnick now pitching. Jason Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kieschnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Wilson bunts towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. 2 outs. Daniel Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia is walked intentionally. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Traxel is 0-for-2 in the game. Traxel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moeller scoops up the ball and tags Traxel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Chad Moeller is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moeller is 0-for-2 in the game. Moeller hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kieschnick hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Kieschnick reaches second base with a double. Moeller moves to third. Trent Durrington pinch runs for Brooks Kieschnick. John Franco now pitching. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Podsednik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a fly ball into left field. Valance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moeller tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Mets. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Counsell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Counsell strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ginter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Bennett now pitching. Eric Vallant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vallant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallant takes first base on ball 4. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McEwing is 0-for-2 in the game. McEwing bunts towards first. Overbay scoops it up and throws to first, with Ginter covering, for the out. Vallant moves to second. 1 out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Zeile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zeile strikes out. 2 outs. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Overbay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Overbay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Franco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Grieve is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grieve takes first base on 4. Helms moves to second. David Weathers now pitching. Chad Moeller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Helms moves to third. Grieve moves to second. Chad Moeller is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moeller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moeller takes first base on 4. Brady Clark pinch hits for Jeff Bennett. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Helms scores. Grieve scores. Moeller moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Mike Stanton now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Podsednik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Podsednik bunts beyond first. Phillips can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Moeller scores. Clark moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Counsell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Counsell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Burba now pitching. Brady Clark now playing right field. Jason Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips takes first base on 4. Kazuo Matsui pinch runs for Jason Phillips. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Piazza pinch hits for Daniel Garcia. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Piazza takes first base on 4. Matsui moves to second. Ty Wigginton pinch hits for Mike Stanton. Jay Weongseo pinch runs for Mike Piazza. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The umpire calls a balk on Burba. Matsui moves to third. Seo moves to second. Ty Wigginton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wigginton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matsui scores. Seo scores. Wigginton moves to second. It's Brewers, 5, Mets, 5. Eric Vallant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vallant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vallant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe McEwing now playing second base. Todd Zeile now playing first base. Kazuo Matsui now playing shortstop. Braden Looper now pitching. Ty Wigan Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ginter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ginter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jenkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Two outs. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Overbay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Overbay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Helms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Vizcaino now pitching. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McEwing is 0-for-2 in the game. McEwing hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Zile bunts towards first. Overbay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia is 0-for-4 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Kazuo Matsui is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matsui strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Hall pinch hits for Luis Vizcaino. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall strikes out. One out. Chad Mohler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mohler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zile settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Zile. Chad Mohler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mohler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mohler hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ben Ford now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron is 0-for-4 in the game. Cameron strikes out. One out. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Gutierrez pinch hits for Braden Looper. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wigginton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wigginton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Wheeler now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Podsednik is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Podsednik hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Council is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Council hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zile scoops it up and throws to first, with Wheeler covering, for the out. Two outs. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ginter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ginter hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Eric Vallant is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vallant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vallant hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McEwing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McEwing hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zile is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Zile takes first base on ball four. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garcia is 0-for-5 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zile moves to second. Kazuo Matsui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matsui is 0-for-1 in the game. Matsui hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Zile scores. Garcia moves to third. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.